When the only person who knew left, turning team know-how into shared, searchable assets, subtitle, from solo expertise to organizational memory. In March 2026, Yi Zhou, a 34-year-old R&D lead in Shenzhen, stood in front of the whiteboard in Monday's stand-up and asked a question he had already answered the week before. The room went silent. The answer lived only in a departed colleague's chat history. We don't lack knowledge, our knowledge only lives in someone's head, and when that person leaves, it evaporates, he wrote in his weekly report, with the fatigue of someone who had stepped on the same rake many times. That company had swapped 5 core engineers in 3 years, each rewriting the same configuration script, with not one usable explanation left behind. Duplicated labor aid at least 1,400 hours, internal estimate. The first hurdle of team knowledge is rarely can't, but only old Zhang knows. When key capability is bound to one person, the organization becomes porcelain that shatters at a touch. Many teams pin hope on the newcomer will learn slowly, but the market does not wait, and the project schedule leaves no gap for vacancies. The cost of silence is eventually charged to delivery delays. Joe's turning point began with an online incident, a midnight alert. The only person who understood the area was on a plane. No one in the group could catch it, and the outage lasted 47 minutes longer. That night he drew a diagram. On the left, know-how in one person's head. On the right, a team searchable knowledge base. The gap between them was the extra minutes spent on every firefight. The change did not start with buying a system, but with a hard rule. Every incident must produce one retrospective, and the fuse of knowledge sharing was lit. What team knowledge is, simply put, is the experience and judgment within an organization that can be searched and reused by many, and that does not disappear when someone leaves. It differs from personal notes, because notes are not shared and not structured. Shared knowledge is not writing documents, it is building a loop, said a manager who led a 40-person product R&D team. His most valuable move was not writing the wiki but leaving a trace of why we chose this on every decision. A team that does not share starts from zero every time, the same bug fixed 3 times, the same customer objection answered 3 times, the same opening rehearsed 3 times, invisible costs frighteningly high yet never on the books. 3 key traits, searchable, reusable, inheritable. Team experience without these 3 is just chat history. Impossible to find when things go wrong. When you write one pitfall into a searchable retrospective and record one operation as a follow-along screen recording, the team owns collective memory for the first time. What the organization buys is not one person's time but stability that does not depend on a single point. The end of knowledge sharing is letting the team run normally even when anyone is absent. Joe later defined team knowledge in 4 sentences. Anyone can search, searching leads to usable, using gives feedback, feedback precipitates again, break any link and the loop dies. It sounds like culture, but it is infrastructure, without a carrier, culture does not survive the third personnel change. 3 types of team knowledge assets. The first is tacit knowledge in individual heads, someone's intuition of I know which part is broken just by looking at the log, most valuable and most easily lost, because it was never spoken. The second is collaborative documents, requirements, designs, retrospectives, FAQs, written down and searchable. This type is easiest to build and easiest to grow into weeds, without maintenance it rots. The third is the process library, standard operations, checklists, templates. This type is most reusable, a newcomer meets the bar by following it, the lever that turns strong individual into strong team. Judgment knowledge is especially precious in teams, who decided, on what basis, what was abandoned. Such decision archives stop later people from repeatedly overturning and redoing, saving waste in direction. Story type knowledge is undervalued in teams. 1 incident retrospective, 1 customer turnaround, builds newcomers feel better than regulations, and that is how trust is built. List the 3 types in a table and you'll find most teams built only the 2nd type, and half finished. The 1st and 3rd are where the real gap opens. Joe's approach, every Friday, 30 minutes to precipitate 1 entry of each of the 3 types, small but unbroken, in half a year the base grew from 0 to 410 searchable entries. A knowledge base is not built by 1 big cleanup, Like saving money, a little each time, the compound interest becomes visible. The minimum loop of sharing. Sharing most fears the fantasy of build a big library. What actually works is a small loop where record, collect, retrieve, and reuse connect head to tail, small enough for one person to maintain. We tried all hands weekly reports, completion 9%, switched to one retrospective per incident, and precipitated 200 plus entries, Joe said, the smaller the action, the more it survives. Record, write when it happens, same day, collect, put it where it can be searched, not into miscellaneous, retrieve, a newcomer can really find it, reuse, next time, just paste the link. The test is simple. Can a newcomer or bystander find and solve the problem on their own without asking anyone? If yes, the loop is open. Many knowledge bases built but unused have only recording without retrieval. Documents buried deep, unfindable equals non-existent, reuse impossible. Joe added two fields to each retrospective, applicable scenario, first step action. So one glance tells, is this the one I want? Retrieval efficiency doubled. The lubricant of the loop is feedback. Who used it? Was it good? What to change?